Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Okay, well, it's the Sunday spiritual show with a kicker. And the kicker is your humble host of the number one entrepreneurial podcast on the planet is 46 years old today. You know, a lot of people say 46 years young. Nah, it's okay, man. I'm all right with saying 46 years old. So Sam Crowley on a birthday spiritual podcast today. So how can you have a birthday podcast without actually talking about spirituality as well? So we'll hit on all those topics today on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Hey, by the way, no show yesterday, June 28th, 2014. If you noticed, it was our first week of saying, hey, we're taking Saturdays off because on the seventh day, he rested. And give you an opportunity to go out and enjoy your Saturday. And hey, you don't need motivation on the one day, that one day a week, right? It's the other 6 days you need to be motivated, inspired to get after it, man, to monetize your passion. You know, forget monetize. Just go do what you love to do. Just go do what you love to do and say to hell with expectations, to hell with judgment, what everybody else thinks about you. That's not what life's about, man. We all put ourselves in our own mental prison and try to live up to all the great expectations that we've placed on ourselves and who we're trying to be. And, you know, who was I talking to the other day? Somebody. Pat Kellum. I was down in Bradford, PA, chatting it up, my buddy Pat. And we were saying, boy, remember in our 20s, you know, you wanted to be the first one out of college and have the great job and the corporate job and, you know, have a fancy title. How about a business card? Remember, it was all about getting a business card. Didn't even matter what a title, just any title. Give me, you know, head of the engineering of the mail clerk room or something, and I'll take it. You know, I don't care what it is. Mine said inside sales consultant or some crap like that. But in your 20s, it was all about just getting the business card with the title. And then in your, mid-20s, it was a rush to get the first house. You know, which one of our friends is going to be first to buy a house? We're not renting an apartment anymore, splitting it four ways, going through the cable bill and crossing out, okay, the phone bill. Who made this long-distance call? Who made that long-distance call? For those of you that are, if you're honestly listening to my show and you're too young to remember long distance service and the discounts on the weekends, it was cheaper to call long distance than it was during the weekday, then oof, that's a tough one. Because right now, with your cell phone, you can call anywhere you want and it's the same flat charge. You know, we had no cell phones until I was 25. I got my first cell phone in 1993 in Buffalo, New York. And could not believe that I made a phone call with no wires attached. But I digress. All the expectations, how about that? First one to get a cell phone. Whose cell phone is better? Whose cell phone is smaller? Size didn't make a difference with cell phones. It was actually whose phone was the smallest and could contain the most data. Forget sending a photo or anything. That didn't happen. My God, I didn't send a first text message till probably after the decade Y2K came and went. But the whole expectation thing, man, it'll kill you. It will kill you. And I think back now, every year on my birthday, I think back. Today, it's a beautiful day in Western New York. It's June 29, 2014. I'm waking up. Right now, I'm doing the show first thing in the morning because we're heading out to the lake, Lake Erie, for the day. The good news is I don't believe there's an E. coli warning. And that is not a joke. Those of you that are saying, dude, seriously, you're going to go swimming someplace where there actually could be an E. coli? You have to call ahead to Woodlawn Beach on Lake Erie here in Hamburg, New York, just to make sure that there is not an E. coli. The beach gets closed when there's an E. coli warning. So, hey, that's just what we deal with here in Western New York. I don't believe there is one today. We'll call ahead to make sure. I'm going to go to the beach with the kids, my wife, Angela, who's expecting our fourth as well, December 7th of this year. And I always reflect. I went for a walk this morning with my wife, Ange, and our daughter, Paige. She rode her bike alongside us. I just think back. Did I do everything I wanted to do? No, I didn't. I don't even know what that means, but there's always this push to get more out. And then I look back on previous birthdays. I think when I turned 40 years old, it was the end of June, and it was in Cincinnati. And the following week, I was going to speak at my first event, the one I talk about in my book, the $25,000 keynote event in Hawaii. And I remember thinking on my 40th birthday, damn, this is really happening, man. I'm really going to get up on a big stage, deliver a big presentation for 4 hours, and I'm going to get a big, fat, freaking paycheck out of it, $25,000. I was thinking, what am I going to do with $25,000? Like, that's the most I'd ever been paid in a month. What, are you kidding me? A month? It used to take me 6 months to make that, because even making 50 grand, you're not taking home 25 in your first 6 months of the year. You got taxes and you get all that stuff taken out. Your 401k gets held back a little bit, all that stuff. You're lucky to net 15 grand, you know, if you're grossing 25. To make that in an hour was just off the hook. And doing what you love to do. So I got to say, my 40th birthday was probably pretty freaking amazing, because the following week I was going to be speaking in Hawaii. Never been to Hawaii before, and I kept envisioning, okay, I'm going to fly from Cincinnati to Atlanta. That's about an hour, okay. But then I'm on a flight 10 hours on an airplane. I'd never been on an airplane for that long prior to that. 10 hours on an airplane. Like, holy cow, how's that thing going to stay in the air that long? And when do I get to Hawaii? It's 5 hours behind Eastern time. I'm trying to calculate all this in my mind. I was so anxious. I wasn't even really thinking about delivering, how I was going to deliver the presentation. That was kind of the easy part. And, you know, God's always been with me through my journey. And I might get emotional on this show. I don't show emotion much, but I get pretty choked up when I think about, you know, how much God has looked out for me on my particular journey. Because, man, I've tried to frick this thing up so much in my life. I mean, I've just made so many stupid-ass mistakes, and I think about how God has always been there for me. Like, Sam, you are one major screw-up, but I like you. I can see God right now looking down. I say, Sam, I've given you all the talent in the world. I've given you all these great opportunities, and I've given you just amazing blessings, and you still managed to mess this thing up. You know, you took that Quiznos. I tried to tell you not to buy it. You bought it. I tried to tell you were going to go down to crapper. And when I bought that Quiznos, I didn't sleep because I knew it was a bad decision. But you know what it was? It was pride. It was always pride and ego that crushed me financially. And it sure was, man. I tell you, Sam, you can't buy that. Don't buy it. What are you doing? You're running an organization with $90 million you're accountable for and 80 employees. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'll show you. I can do it. Me. I still struggle with that. You know, I'm out to prove everybody wrong. I got a big ass chip on my shoulder. You guys know that. But back then, I just didn't sleep at night. I remember writing the first check for a couple grand just to get the wheels going. And then I borrowed $40,000 from my sister because I was going to pay her back out of my 401k to put the down payment down for it. And then I got the loan. It just, none of it ever felt good, man. And it went down. It's down the toilet as fast as you can say, toasty, okay? Which is Quiznos' slogan. I think Quiznos is bankrupt now, too. A bunch of people have sent me articles about them filing bankruptcy, which I'm not happy about. It's not like I'm like, yay. It was my deal, man. It was all about me. But it's the ego. When you try to prove people wrong, it's okay to have that chip on your shoulder to get out there and prove people wrong. That's okay. But when you're doing it and you don't love what you do and you're doing it just to prove people wrong, for example, with every day of Saturday, I was out to prove people wrong because I knew people were like, dude, you're an ex-stutter. You're a college dropout. You have no formal speaker training whatsoever. You haven't been an entrepreneur, but the one time you tried, forget the real estate rentals, just the one time you tried and you failed. So I'm not so sure how you're going to pull this whole thing off. And I could hear people just judging me, talking about it. And, you know, God allowed me that second chance. I believe God put Joel Osteen in my path back in 2005. I read a book titled Your Best Life Now. Now, regardless if you're agnostic or Muslim or Hindu or Jewish, whatever it is, Joel Osteen's book is more of a motivational. He is a pastor, and he does tie God into it, and he does reference the Bible. Okay, so it's all in there. But boy, is it a great motivational read called Your Best Life Now. This was before anybody had really ever heard of Joel Osteen, before he exploded onto the scene the next 5 or 6 years. And it really helped me get through some very, very difficult times. And I look back in 2008, and when I finally got to Hawaii, this was right after my 40th birthday, I thought, damn, this is starting to now take... See, when your dream starts to take hold and things start to happen because of the stuff that you had done, which is mainly, when I say stuff, I mean the action that you've taken, you're never going to go anywhere unless you actually put some effort. I mean, that's, we all know that, right? But for some reason, we don't do it. We're just, we sit around and we think, okay, I can get to this point. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid to take the next step because of what might happen. And it's not even failure that we're afraid of. It's afraid of, what if I have success? Then I got to invest more money in my dream because then I got to scale this baby up. Like I thought, I never had that fear when I was going to Hawaii that what if I'm not successful, because this was everything that I had ever thought about, everything I'd ever dreamed about, everything riding in that car on the way to work, to and from every day, looking out the windshield, everything I'd ever envisioned was all about this trip to Hawaii after my 40th birthday. And long story short, those of you that know the story know it turned out to be amazing. I came back. First of all, the event was amazing. It was Liberty League at the time. The amazing just energy in the room, about 1,500 people going crazy. I was one of two keynote speakers they brought in for an event. One of them was Lee Brower, who was in The Secret. He's the father of the Gratitude Rocks and talks about the power of gratitude. Great message. And then I spoke the second day. And it was just amazing, man. The people just embraced me, loved me. I went back to Cincinnati with, just on fire, on fire. Yeah, I got the 25 grand. I mean, that was nice too. But you know what? That was anticlimactic. That, I did not stare at that check. I didn't frame it. I didn't take a copy of it. Nothing. I just went and deposited it. And I kept on doing it. I said, now I've got momentum. So I launched a coaching program, brought in about another $125,000 in revenue in the next week. I mean, think about that, guys. I went from just moving back to Cincinnati on my 40th birthday from Bradford, because I moved back there to run my rentals, came back, got that speaking gig out of nowhere. I mean, I believe it's a God thing. I really do. I believe God put that in my path because I was a faithful servant. I obeyed him. Was I perfect? Hell no. Are you kidding me? Nobody's perfect. There's only one perfect. There's only one person that's ever been perfect that walked on water. And it ain't you, and it ain't me, and it ain't ever going to be anybody else again. So as I turn 46 today on the Spiritual Sunday podcast, I give all praise and glory to God, but I also know that there's people out there who don't believe in God, and I know there's people out there who think I'm a little bit of a Looney Tune for bringing God into my podcast, and I'm totally cool with that. Because I think you guys respect me, that I've always stood up and stood upon whatever it is I believe. And sometimes it isn't the right thing that I believe in. A lot of the times I believe in stuff I haven't seen, you know. Like I believe that my children are going to grow up and be healthy. I haven't seen that yet. I believe my daughters are going to be life changers in whatever they choose. I believe they're going to choose a career and a business. It's really going to be amazing. Something that we don't even know exists possibly right now. And I speak that into my children all the time. And you should too. You should always speak blessings into your children, regardless if you believe in God or not. You should always speak blessings into your children, because that is the seed that you're sowing into the future. And what's the alternative? Either not saying anything at all or speaking negatively into your kids. All right. And look, I'll be the first one to say, my kids screw up or make me mad. Yeah, I'm speaking negative. I'm planting those negative seeds. Like, you know, you keep doing that and you ain't going nowhere. Yeah, ain't nothing going to open up for you. So you just keep doing like that. You keep talking like that. You keep thinking like that. Sure, I do that. Absolutely, I do that a lot now, because I always come around and I double up the love on that. But on my 46th birthday, man, I think God has created me to be out there and to be as imperfect. I think I have been planted on this earth. We all got to know why we're here. And I think that's the beauty of life as it's laid out for us, is we're always searching for what our purpose is. Even people who think they know what their purpose is, I don't believe we'll ever fully grasp what our purpose is on life. You know what I think our purpose is? Your purpose? My purpose? Is to be an example. That's it. You can be a good example, you can be a bad example, and you know what? Both of them are going to help people. Well, how is that? What do you mean? Well, think about it. If you're a bad example, I hold bad examples up to my kids all the time. We were in Walmart last week, like I talked about, and there was a girl, two girls there. It was a Saturday, it was a Friday night, Saturday morning, one of the two, and one of the girls climbed up into the bouncy ball holder and went just crashing down, almost killed herself and broke her neck. But the other girl was filming her. They were probably 16, 17 years old. I'm sure the video ended up on YouTube or something. It was scary. And it was also incredibly stupid. And the girls laughed, and the Walmart employee lady came over. Poor lady, damn near had a heart attack. She's like, "Are you okay? Oh, my God, are you okay?" "Yeah, yeah, I just tried to get that top ball out, and I fell in." Well, that's not true. They were filming it the whole time for YouTube or Instagram or whatever they were going to do with it. And I said, "You see that girl?" I had Lauren Page with me, my 9 and 8-year-old. And I said it out loud. I said, "Dumb ass." And I'm just looking at the girl. Dumb ass. Like, who would raise you to do that? And I told my girl, "Look at that. See those two right there? That's who you don't want to be." And of course, Laura says, "Dad, you didn't have to swear to tell us that." I said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm mad, Laura. I'm mad. I'm just mad." I said, "That is a horrible example." So their purpose right now, and I'm not saying this is going to be the future of these two teenage girls, their purpose right now is to serve an incredibly horrible example for other children on what not to do and what not to be in their life. And their parents, bad examples. Look, just call it like it is. In a world where everybody gets a trophy and, "Oh, they didn't mean it." Look, you do what you do. Your actions are who you are. That's your purpose in life. Those two girls, they walked out of Walmart with their tattoo-wearing, smoking boyfriends that looked way too old to be with them, by the way. And I'm sorry, man. This is the way. I'm not even sorry. I'm sorry if somebody's offended by that. If that's your kid, fix it. That's what I would tell the parents. You know what? Your kids are a dumbass right now, all right? And if you don't fix it right now, they're going to end up being an albatross around the neck of my kids that are going to have to pay for their welfare and their inability, their unemployment, their inability to get off their rusty duff and make something of themselves. So why don't you become a good example for your children, or at least find a good example for your children? And those are the thoughts I have. You know, on my birthday, I think, am I being enough of a great example for my kids? You know, am I out there at least trying? You know, you don't got to be perfect. Can you at least try? Can you at least, look, are you going to swear? Of course you're going to swear. Are you going to screw up? Of course you're going to screw up. Are you going to have divorce? Well, hey, guess what? 50% of the families do. I'm a product of one. You know, no matter how much you try, things aren't going to go exactly the way you want them to go. But what we're going to do today, we're going to head out to Lake Erie. We're going to head to the beach. Kids are going to go swimming. If there's no E. coli warning in the lake, kids are going to go swimming. We'll probably head back to Cincy this week. Enjoy a little bit of time back at their house. Angela's got a sonogram, and you know, we got to stay close to the doctors out there being 18, 19 weeks along. And we're enjoying life, man. And we're trying to be an example for my kids. And as I turn 46 years old today, that's all I want to be. My purpose here is to be an example. Sometimes I'm a very good example for my kids. Sometimes I am a bad example for my kids. And you know what? Either one is fine, because I teach them all the time the difference between good and bad, right and wrong. And they're going to be good examples. They're going to be a great example for people around them. And look, my kids are going to be a bad example on certain things as well. You know, nobody's perfect. We're not going through to figure out who gets the prize to be perfect. There's no prize for that. You know what the prize is? Being a faithful servant. You know, doing the best you can do with what you got to work with. You know, we don't all have the same talents. That's the beauty. What's your talent? What do you love to absolutely do? I love to speak. I love to encourage. I love to motivate. You know what I mean? I love to do that. And the fact that I can actually even come close to earning income, a living, supporting myself, 7 years, no paycheck, going up on 8 years without a paycheck from any company, having to be an employee, a W-2 employee, which I absolutely hated. I couldn't stand. I hated the judgment. Talk about where are you judged the most? You're judged the most in the workplace. You have to be judged in order to get any type of pay raise, any type of, what is it called? The end of the year review, things like that. God, it's been so long. I forget what I actually used to be a part of. Now you have the ability to add value and get paid based on the value that you bring. You know what I'm talking about? So I got hit me up on Twitter. Jim Cutler hit me up on Twitter yesterday. Just launched his cooking blog. Finally got going. Sent a link. "Sam, your inspiration. Finally got my blog going. What's cooking, Jim? You know, check out the link." That's awesome. That's all you got to do. You just got to get going, guys. You got to sit around and talk about things. Get going. Do something. The most imperfect action taken is way better than a perfect plan, because a perfect plan that's never implemented doesn't mean jack squat. I mean, how many people do you see, hear, and hang around on a regular basis that tell you what they are going to do, what they're going to do, and how, and you just look, you roll your eyes. Look, I had a kid here yesterday at my house. He demoed an entire room. This kid was friggin' amazing. Name's Ben. I went to Lowe's. Here's the power of connecting. Let me share this story. We'll end the show, the birthday spiritual podcast. I hope you're getting inspiration from today's show, by the way. I went to Lowe's a few days ago, and I was looking at windows. Going to put a couple more windows in the house. By the way, windows ain't cheap, man. You know, you go to Lowe's, they're like $150, and then you talk about wrapping them and labor and removal, and you're up to $400 a window. But anyway, I go to talk to windows, and there's a guy named Jim, and Jim is giving me the estimate for the windows, and I'm always asking, hey, you know anybody that looks to make any money inside? You know anybody who's does any contracting work or anything like that? Jim's like, yeah, my son Ben. I'm like, great, have him call me. Half hour later, Ben calls me. Hey, Sam, it's Ben. He's 22 years old. He lives about 10 miles up the road. I said, Ben, it's complete grunt work, man. We're knocking walls down to the studs. Plaster, lath, the old blown-in insulation in the ceiling. I'm telling you, dude, you're going to get messy, and it is hard work. I started doing it. I don't want to finish doing it. I've done it in just about every room in my house. I don't want to do this room. I'll be over. Saturday, 8:30. It's like, okay, you know, I've heard that so many times. I've hired 100 contractors, half of them don't even show up. Ben rolls in about 8:10. Good start. And then he's takes a look at the room, says, great. I said, hey, do you need anything? I got a mask. I've got, this crowbar to knock the plaster and lath. Nope, I got it. I brought my lunch. I brought water, brought a respirator. I got my own tools. I'm like, wow. Make a long story short, Ben went to town. He demoed this room down. I had a guy drop a dumpster off a trailer, so we loaded all the bags, probably 17 bags of plaster and lath. I'm looking at it down at into the dumpster right now. And all these garbage bags, and 4 o'clock, the room, now I'm not saying you could eat off the floor because that would be silly. Let me tell you something. He dry-vacked everything out of there. Everything was demoed down to the studs. All the nails were removed. Now it's ready for drywall. This kid worked his tail, sweating like a maniac. Face is all dusty. Hair is all black with the blown-in insulation. And he's only 22 years old. I said, dude, to be 22 years old again, wow. Speaking of being 46 today, 22, that was 1990, man. That was a good year. That was a real good year for yours truly. Do you remember when you were 22? He goes, yeah, well, no, I'm ready to go raise a little hell tonight. Now, he said he had friends coming over for a cookout. And I'm like, you're going to cook out. I said, dude, if I just did the work you just did, plus it's 90 degrees out, okay? Well, 85. If I just did the work you just did, I'd be taking a nap. And then I'd slowly make my way into the TV room, and I'd put my legs up and go to bed about 8 o'clock. He goes, nah, I got the buddies coming over for a cookout tonight. We're going to raise a little hell, blah, blah, blah. I go, well, you know, he goes, no, I don't drink and drive. And I just mean we're going to hang out at the house. I'm like, wow, this kid was amazing. So I showed him a few more jobs I needed done around the house, asked him. This is another thing. Guys, you want to make connections, just ask questions. It started with Jim at Lowe's. Jim refers me to Ben. I asked Ben, you know anybody does electric on the side? Because I need a light done in this room. I need outlets roughed in before the drywall. Yeah, sure. My buddy's coming over for the cookout. Does electric. Wow. So Ben sends me a text last night, 8:30. I'm watching TV. And, hey, it's Ben. Just want to let you know my buddy's going to be calling you. He does electric. Boom. Now the electric's done. Just keep asking questions, making connections. I think each year that I've been around that I haven't been in a job for the past 7 years, has allowed me to do one thing very, very well, and that is network. Because you have all the time in the world to think and implement. Think and then implement. And it's just my opinion, okay? This doesn't make it the right opinion. But when you're in a job, you're confined by those four walls. You have to do pretty much what the boss or somebody lays out their plan for you. The opposite is true in everyday Saturday land. I want you to lay out your plan for you, and then everybody else rallies around and follows your plan. Ben was happier than a pig in slop to get $12 an hour cash, okay? Happier than I gave him a bunch of stuff out of my garage I didn't need, a kerosene heater, 2 sawhorses, a propane tank, tape for drywall, plywood. I mean, this kid left like it was Christmas morning. Happier. He's, wow, thank you. So, wow, thank you. You know, it makes me so happy when I make other people happy. And you know what the kicker is? The awesome sauce on top of all of that is when they are grateful. Nothing is better than when you make somebody happy and then they are grateful. And the whole message today, sum it all up on 46th birthday of Sam Crowley today. God has always been with me. He's always been picking me up off the canvas. No matter how much I screw up, I know he's going to be there. I just have faith that he's going to be there through my darkest days. Guys, I have dark days just like you do. I have challenges just like you do. I have to rally every single day like you do. But the one thing I think that may be a little bit different is I've actually climbed up to the mountaintop. I've been able to look back down. It's easier to climb up and look down at your problems. They don't seem nearly as bad or as tall as being at the bottom and looking up. And if you just want to climb up to the top, you can. It's just a matter of taking a few steps. You don't have to make $1 million to climb to the top and look down on your problems. You just got to take a different view of them. The view is free. The action that it requires to go up there, well, that's what it takes. It takes the ability to get up and get going and look down and say, huh, they don't look that bad. Bankrupt, no money in the checking account. Okay, let's get going. Physical, you know, got some limbs that aren't working the way they used to. Okay, well, let's figure out another way to do it. Need a website rocking and rolling, got to bring some money in. All right, well, let's look down on the problem, all right? Because there's always a solution when you're looking down on the problem as opposed to looking up. And so on today, I'm grateful for, number two, my family, my wife, my kids, my friends, which includes you listening to this show, everybody that hits me up on social media, the birthday wishes piling up on my Facebook wall, all of that, I'm very grateful for. I mean, I never in a million years thought, coming from Bradford, PA, town of 8,000 people, youngest of 8 kids, daughter of Catherine Crowley. By the way, my dad sent me an email this morning. I've seen my dad twice in 46 years, as best I can remember. I saw him in 2012 and then again last year for a day, for about an hour. It's pretty wild getting a birthday wish from your dad when you've never... I've never spent a birthday with my dad, not that I remember, you know, to get a birthday wish from him. He said, hey, Sam, 46 candles, happy birthday, make sure you come visit, don't be a stranger, pop. It's like, wow, it's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild stuff, man. My life has been so imperfect, that being one of them too, not having a dad, but now, you know, he tries to stay in touch. I don't actively go see him as much. He lives in Annapolis, Maryland. I try to get down there once a year now. I've been trying to do that for the past couple of years because he's old. I mean, he's 86 maybe. He ain't going to live much more. And, you know, just wild, dude. I don't know what you got going on in your life, but imperfections are okay. It's okay to be imperfect. You don't got to hit the nail on the head every single time. You're never going to. So let me just take the pressure off for you right there. You're just never going to. So I'm very happy for God. I'm very happy for my family. I'm very happy that I have my friends. And I'm very happy I have my health. You know, I went for a long walk this morning. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm not a triathlete by any stretch, but I have the ability to wake up. And if I have the ability to wake up, I have the ability to get up. I have the ability to get up. I have the ability to stand up. I have the ability to step up and do something. Just anything today. Just add some value today. A little bit about business, a little bit about making money, most of it about just making a difference in other people's lives. And let that stuff about money, let that happen. It's going to happen for you, but just make sure you're not selling out. Just make sure you're doing what it is you absolutely love to do, because when your birthday rolls around, you'll have the same reflections, looking back and thinking, did I make a difference this past year? Did I really do everything I wanted to do? And what am I going to do this upcoming year? Because let me tell you, one of these days we're not going to have a birthday. And it's a whole different story for another day. But just make sure you squeeze that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. Are you with me? Awesome. Thanks for hanging in there with me, guys. I really appreciate it. I love doing the podcast every day. Sam Crowley, now 46 years young. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.